In this bulletin, Queensland records two new locally acquired cases of COVID-19, while New South Wales has one new case. Victoria remains free of COVID-19. And in sport, Ash Barty on track to maintain her number one ranking at the Miami Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Queensland authorities say a decision on ending or extending a lockdown in Brisbane will be made on Thursday. The state recorded two new locally acquired COVID-19 cases from 33,000 tests. Both infections are linked to the nurse cluster from the Princess Alexandra Hospital. Queensland's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Jeanette Young, says airborne transmission at the hospital may have caused the spread of the virus. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the new figures are encouraging, but the next 24 hours will be critical.
But the signs are very, very encouraging. Our contact tracers are first class. Please watch for symptoms, go get a test. That is absolutely critical that we do that over the next 24 hours.
Dr. Young says a decision on the lockdown won't be made until Thursday.
We have to wait, right? So this is only one day of encouraging results. We need to get more results from today. So if there's any other chains of transmission, we pick them up immediately. Then we'll get those results tomorrow morning and we'll be able to then make a decision.
Meantime, the Queensland Premier and Deputy Premier have responded to stockpiling accusations. Deputy Premier Stephen Miles described it as outrageous and an orchestrated attack.
What we've seen throughout this entire pandemic is every time the Morrison government wants to deflect from their failings, they launch an attack on the states and territories, an orchestrated attack by Morrison government ministers against the states and territories, and it really is quite outrageous. I mean, God knows they've got a lot to deflect from right now.
Earlier, Agriculture Minister David Littleproud had urged states and territories to accelerate the number of COVID-19 vaccines being administered, telling the Nine Network that Australia can't continue to fall short on its scheduled targets.
The reality is the states have been tasked with this responsibility, and the fact is they've left these in the rack when they could have put them into people's arms. We've made it very clear to them, have confidence in the supply chain. We have plenty coming through. You cannot leave them in the rack. You've got to put them in people's arms.
Australia has administered nearly 600,000 doses, which is 3.4 million shots short of a 4 million target set for the end of March. New South Wales has recorded one new locally acquired case in Byron Bay. The new case was at the hens party attended by a nurse from Brisbane's Princess Alexandra Hospital and her sister, who both tested positive. Four shires in northern New South Wales will have extra restrictions over Easter, including mask mandates. And Victoria has gone another day without any new community cases. The federal government continues to promote messaging that Australia is open for business ahead of the Easter long weekend, despite the coronavirus concerns in Queensland. Half-price airfares go on sale at midnight as part of an $8 million government-funded advertising campaign promoting tourism. On Seven's Sunrise program, Tourism Minister Dan Tehan defended the campaign launch.
It's very important that we remember that all the other destinations across Australia are open and people can travel to them, and also that these discount flights, you can book up until the end of July, but the flights you can take are up until the end of September, and we know that we'll get through this in Brisbane at the moment. So what we need is everyone to start supporting the tourism industry, forward book your holidays.
The new Home Affairs Minister, Karen Andrews, has been accused of bullying. The claims have been made by a female senior Liberal adviser who is reportedly on stress leave after complaining about the workplace culture in the minister's office. The Australian newspaper reports the woman issued a written complaint in August and another in March when Ms. Andrews was still the Industry, Science and Technology Minister. To sport, Ash Barty has qualified for the Miami Open semi-finals and remains on track to defend her title and top ranking. Barty defeated Anya Sabalenka in three sets.
I Brilliant match today. I think that was certainly the best level I've played for a long time, and especially over a sustained period. Irina really made me bring out my best stuff today. She's an exceptional competitor and someone who I respect so much on the court, and she's just got the game to really make you uncomfortable. So it was about trying to hang in there as best I could today.
Well, now today's weather: Perth partly cloudy, 27. Adelaide sunny and 29. Melbourne mostly sunny, 22. Hobart partly cloudy, 23. Canberra sunny, also 23. Wollongong partly cloudy, 22. Sydney similar conditions, 24. Newcastle a shower or two, 23. Brisbane a possible shower, 25. Cairns a shower or two, 30. And Darwin partly cloudy and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.